Today at Quarantinam, it's March 7th. Greetings to everybody in cyberspace. We have been talking about the Vedic Conference of Astrologers here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. Acharya Seon Swami is giving a talk this very moment as we speak. Yesterday I gave a very nice talk to them. It was well received. And tomorrow the entire group of nearly 100 are coming to Quarantinam to enjoy the beautiful view and share their wisdom. We have a question from Robert Garrison. Welcome again, Robert. Very happy to have your question. It is about, are there not any mystical people in the Abrahamic religions, that is, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam? Well, yes, of course they are, because people are people, and people, when they go within themselves, are mystical or become mystical and put a different interpretation upon their scriptures than the ordinary people who go outside of themselves and into other people, shall we say. In every age, and even today, there are wonderful mystical people in all the religions of the world. And as we go on in religious life and deeper into ourselves, we become more and more religious. It becomes more and more a part of our life. That's why there are many paths up the mountain. And there's one big path going around the mountain. It's called the path of the New Age. Walking around the mountain, looking at all the other paths. But to make spiritual progress, you have to choose one of those paths. And that's one of the great religions of the world. We've been talking about a house, a hotel lobby, and a home. And it's raised a few questions. I have two Mercedes. My wife works. I work. And the children are off to school, and they come home, and we have a maid that takes care of them. We come home late. Well, is not our house a home? Because the maid is there all day long. Well, a surrogate mom does not replace a real mom and the real dad for children growing up. Because children model themselves more than you know upon what they see the adults do, what they hear the adults say to each other, what they feel the adults are feeling, becomes who they are and what they're going to do in their future. There's no substitute for a real mom and a real dad in a real home with a vibration of family, a vibration of lovingness, a vibration of sharing. There's no substitute for that. A maid just doesn't substitute. Well, tomorrow is another day, and it's the last day of our Vedic astrology phase. Then we have a two-day retreat to reflect on what we did and what we're going to do. So, we'll be back again tomorrow, and we're very happy that you chose, other than many choices that you have on the internet, we're very happy that you chose our cyberspace ashram so we can have darshan together. I enjoyed yours. I hope mine was adequate. Om Namah Shivaya.